How do we know that the Bible is divine rather than human in origin?
To defend the faith, we must be equipped to demonstrate that the Bible is divine rather than human in origin. When we can successfully accomplish this, we can answer a host of other objections by appealing to Scripture. To begin with, the Bible has stronger manuscript support than any other work of classical history, including Homer, Plato, Aristotle, Caesar, and Tacitus. Equally amazing is the fact that the Bible has been virtually unaltered since the original writing, as is attested by scholars who have compared the earliest extant manuscripts with manuscripts written centuries later. Additionally, the reliability of the Bible is affirmed by the testimony of its authors, who were eyewitnesses or close associates of eyewitnesses to the recorded events, and by secular historians who confirm the many events, people, places, and customs chronicled in Scripture. Furthermore, archaeology is a powerful witness to the accuracy of the New Testament documents. Repeatedly, comprehensive archaeological fieldwork and careful biblical interpretation affirm the reliability of the Bible. For example, recent archaeological finds have corroborated biblical details surrounding the trial that led to the fatal torment of Jesus Christ, including Pontius Pilate, who ordered Christ's crucifixion, as well as Caiaphas, the high priest who presided over the religious trials of Christ. It is telling when secular scholars must revise their biblical criticisms in light of solid archaeological evidence. Finally, the Bible records predictions of events that could not be known nor predicted by chance or common sense. For example, the book of Daniel, written before 530 BC, accurately predicts the progression of kingdoms from Babylon through the Medo-Persian Empire, the Greek Empire, and then the Roman Empire, culminating in the persecution and suffering of the Jews under Antiochus IV Epiphanes, with his desecration of the temple, his untimely death, and freedom for the Jews under Judas Maccabeus in 165 BC. It is statistically preposterous that any or all of the Bible's specific detailed prophecies could have been fulfilled through chance, good guessing, or deliberate deceit. A verse to ponder. 2 Timothy 3:16. All Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness.